call us back and leave your number. We'll call you back. Bye.
Hi, this is Shantae returning your call back from customer support. You can return our call at your earliest convenience. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Hello?
Yes, this is Shantae. I'm returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
There are some charges on my bank account, and I wondered what they were. I don't recognize them from Express Garden. Is that you?
We're a third-party vendor to various companies and their products. So until I pull up an account, I wouldn't be able to say what's it in regards to.
You can't tell me what they're for?
No, ma'am, not without an account, confirming an account within my system. Hmm. But I'd be glad to assist you with that. What's the zip code?
85396.
What's the first and the last name?
Patricia Avan, A-V-A-N-N.
So for security purpose, can I get you to verify your address?
26242 West Barron Drive, Buckeye,
okay.
Arizona, 85396.
Okay, so I do have the address verified. I'm just waiting for the system to fully access, so I'll be able to look into it. So just give me a few moments. We're still waiting on the system to load, so just please continue to bear with me. Okay. Excuse me. So, it seems that on the 22nd of December, you paid the sweet state entry fee of $7.95 for the sweet stakes to try to win the Keurig coffee pot.
The what? The Keurig?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was that for? A contest? Oh, a sweepstakes?
Mm-hmm.
And then the bank said there was a charge today for $67
Yes, ma'am. What that is in regards to that, within the sweepstakes, it was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And so membership, you're sent out a voucher to make purchases online at the store. And also within the membership fee, which that is an amount of the $67.32, you're billed that 48 hours after signing up if you don't cancel before the 48 hours. So it automatically enrolls you into the membership if you don't cancel within 48 hours.
Oh, brother, I don't know anything about this.
Yes, ma'am. It's staying within the terms and the conditions, but I can go ahead and cancel the account out.
Yes, please. I didn't understand that at all.
Yes, ma'am.
It says for clothing or something. Oh, brother. I don't know. I didn't know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm.
Just let me notate the account before I provide you with your cancellation code. One moment.
I'm not sure if they're once they call me, they'll ask me the information that they need.
Okay, I have the account notated. Whenever you're ready,
okay.
I can provide you with the cancellation code number.
Okay, thank you. Yes, okay. Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie, 263-539-546.
Wait, 539-546.
Yes, ma'am. That's the end of the cancellation code.
That's it. 539. Okay. Okay, so I'll be reimbursed for that?
It declined, so it didn't go through, so no, ma'am.
What? What didn't go through?
The $67.32, your bank declined the payment, so the payment was never taken out.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the $7.95, I'm stuck with that, or can you reverse that?
Ma'am, that was for the sweepstakes entry that signed upon and agreed upon.
When is the sweepstakes?
It was you did it for the 22nd, so usually it's done within 2 days within the billing cycle.
Okay. All right. Well, I need to be more careful, I guess. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, if not anything else that you're going to be assisted with, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.